You are listening to a Jacket Radio Podcast Network podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to Hive. So I'm your host, Warren Ross.
And I'm your co-host, Aiden Lawson.
And we are, and our special guest today is
Brittany Muesli.
I appreciate you coming down and having this talk with both of us, since Aiden is now finally here.
I'm sorry, I was sick for 3 days, guys.
Yeah,
you've been making me,
you know, doing these all by myself. But you know, it's perfectly okay.
To be fair, I was busy that last one. I had to write my book.
Write your book?
Yes.
Really?
Okay. The thing for economics, you know.
All right. So, sorry, we're getting sidetracked, but Brittany, how's your day been so far?
It's been okay.
Yeah? Have you done anything fun, interesting? Has anything interesting has happened today?
Not really.
No? So, you're new here to camp. And how have you been, how's your experience so far in camp?
I like it a lot better than homeschool.
Oh, you're at homeschool? Mm-hmm. Were you always homeschool?
My whole high school year I was homeschool.
Where did you go to?
K-12.
K-12?
Well, real school.
Real school?
I went to, what's it called? I forgot.
Don't worry.
Take your time.
International Leadership of Texas.
Really?
Sounds very fancy.
Does sound really fancy. Was it like a private school?
A charter school.
Wait, one more time?
Charter school.
Charter school? Okay. So a lot more bigger, I'm guessing, than camp? Kind of. Okay. All right. Well, me and Aiden over here appreciate you, you know, coming to camp. And it seems like you're enjoying it so far.
That's good.
Yeah. So, I have a few questions here, and I can tell that you're slightly nervous. But don't worry. Hopefully, this talk will just give you, like, a little bit more, intense, relaxed, and, like, after this, you'll be, like, you know, enjoying yourself, be like, yeah, I'm on the podcast. Okay. All right. Well, my first question here today is, since you're a homeschool, this is actually your first year in high school, right? Okay. What was homeschool like, actually?
It wasn't really good.
No?
Because the teachers, they didn't really help us with most of our work. So we had to do it by ourselves.
Okay. So homeschool teachers are just not really, well, they're not actively there with you. Do you prefer doing everything, like, by yourself, like how homeschool was, or having a teacher, like, teaching everything to you?
Teacher.
A teacher?
Yeah.
Being in class, mainly? Yeah, that's the same with me. How about you, Aiden?
Oh, me? I think I prefer being in class.
Yeah. Don't like doing anything online? I mean, we all get sidetracked, and you're kind of a big gamer. But, did you develop any hobbies throughout high school, technically?
Cleaning and organizing, since I was at home all the time.
Did you not work?
I did for 3 months over summer.
Where did you work at?
Romark is it's a logistics company, something like that.
One more time, Rollmark?
Yeah, in Irving.
I have never heard of that, actually.
It's like a packing company where we pack candy.
Oh, really? Would you, like, get to take some home and just, like,
put it, like, secretly in your pocket?
Yeah, just, like, just take some. It's like, they won't know this. Did you do that?
No.
I would have done that. they're all looking at me as like, man, this guy would never work.
Well, I also have a question for you, Brittany. Hold on, let me find it real quick. All right, so far through this year, has there been any teachers that have made an impact on you? This first year of high school.
I would probably say Mr. House, because he likes art and photography, and I was gonna study to be a photographer.
A really?
Photographer.
And cosmetologist.
That's really cool. Mr. House is really, really cool guy.
Yeah, we all love Mr. House. Actually, you might, if you want to get like more into the photography and, yeah, mainly photography, because I don't know anyone that does the other thing you mentioned. What was it again?
Cosmetology.
Cosmetology?
Yeah.
Like stars and stuff?
I
really don't know what cosmetology is.
It's like pretty much beauty stuff.
Real okay.
Stars.
Well, if you want to be technical about that, it's like you find something that's like so beautiful. Like stars are beautiful, right? So technically, I was okay. No, I'm still okay. Wrong, but like, okay, hear me out.
Say that word.
But I think Carly Gensler is like more in like photography and stuff. So.
Oh yeah, like the yearbook.
Yeah, yearbook, and also Stefka as well. I mean, Stefka and the House are like really close. As
yeah.
Like friendships or working partners, actually. House, Stefka, and Marin.
It's like a trio.
It's like the dynamic trio.
Dynamic trio.
What do you do for fun, Brittany?
I like art and listening to music.
What kind of music do you listen to?
Like
what genre?
Like rockish, kind of.
Rock?
Kind
of. I never thought that you would be more in the... Actually, no, that's more so... You can never figure out, like, what people are interested
that's
in.
That's, like, the thing with music.
Yeah. I never thought that you would be in the rock.
I mean, you're pretty much listening to everything, but...
Really? You're not really picky about the whole thing?
Not really.
My last guest I had over here was like a radio kid, so I'm still trying to figure out what kind of music she just does not know. I'm still on that.
Well, what's your favorite genre of movies or TV shows?
Anime.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh.
You wanna?
What's some of your favorites?
I watched a lot of Dragon Ball. I didn't finish it, though.
Oh, you didn't? Did you ever watch, like, One Piece?
I don't know.
No?
Like, I try to watch, like, JJK and stuff, but I kind of end up doing something else. So
you're not really, like, intrigued into, or you get sidetracked whenever it's,
yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Okay. That's one thing I do. Still haven't fully finished Death Note.
Yeah. I could never like watch One Piece or Dragon Ball, mainly because like there were just too many episodes.
Especially
One Piece. Like, what was it, like 1,000?
1,000 at this point. I think it's 1,087 with Sunday's episode.
I can never sit down and just like binge watch the whole thing.
Never.
What other anime do you watch?
I watched Avatar is not anime, but I watch.
I'd say a lot of people consider it, though.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
I watched Toradora.
Toradora?
Toradora
was really good. I remember the first time I watched it, it got me in the feels. I was being a little cry baby.
Yeah. That's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. That's some really good things, though. Some really good shows.
Yeah, especially Dragon Ball. It's one of the classics.
One of the classics. I mean, it's going to take you a while.
Yeah.
Just like with One Piece.
What's your relationship like with your parents?
It's good with both of them.
Are they both together? I'm really glad that they have, like, a very stable relationship. Because most like, relationships don't really last all that long.
I think like 50%.
Yeah, 50%?
Yeah, like 50% of marriages end with divorces. Well, it's like a coin.
Yeah, apparently I got tail, so my parents are not. I can't. I'm gonna be sad.
Be sad, Owen.
All right. My next question is, have you ever lost someone that's like close to you? That you like consider close?
I lost.
This can be for clarification. Like, this can be like either they like passed or they just like you don't no longer like connect with them anymore.
Like you lost them entirely. Like, yeah. You can't really talk to them at all.
Mm-hmm.
Or like they're just like a past memory.
Yeah.
At this point.
I lost my 4 chickens.
Were they really close to you?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you raised them, right? Do you remember? Or what were their names?
There was a black and white one called Luna.
Luna?
Yeah, and another one called Oreo. And two brown ones my mom named was Sissy and Lily.
Sissy and Lily? Those are some beautiful names, especially Oreo.
Oreo.
So really...
Like, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Probably not, just to keep trying, because if I give up, then I probably wouldn't be where I'm at right now.
Mm. Mm, that's good.
That's really good. A lot of people give up and miss out on so much.
A lot of people are victims to that.
Pretty much me.
Hey, don't be hard on yourself, okay? You can still keep trying right now. You're still young.
I'm still young.
I mean, we're all still young, so we can always keep trying.
I'm younger than you, though.
Okay, well, I'm the oldest here. That's the problem. assuming that you are still new to camp. Did you get caught into trauma like really quick, or are you just like passive player on?
I really haven't.
That's good. You
shouldn't.
That's
a lot of drama.
You should get in drama, especially in high school. Really? Okay. Has any like popped up recently?
Any popped up? No, I've been gone. For,
like, wait, why am I asking you? You've been gone.
I didn't even know if anything's happened in the school.
No. Dang. So, what relationships or friendships have you built up throughout like the years?
Well, I really didn't have any friends.
Really?
Yeah, because where I lived, there was no, like, I had pretty much old neighbors, so, and I don't really talk to people.
You're, what was it? Not introverted, but which one's introverted, extroverted?
Think introvert's the one you're thinking of.
Introvert's the one you're like more closet in.
Yeah, think of it like extra, like being.
Oh, extra, like being outgoing.
Like outgoing.
Okay. Yeah. So, I'm guessing you just like the people that you talked to was like your parents or the chickens, whatever they were still around.
Yeah. My older sister.
Your older sister. She was like your best friend, like
yeah.
The one that you can always go to. Yeah.
My sister just hates me.
my sister's like, she does her own thing. I don't really care what she does.
Bro, my other sister, I haven't seen her forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? How old is she?
I don't remember.
What?
She's already got kids and everything.
Oh.
She lives in Ohio.
Well, hopefully, they're How do you not remember your own sister's name?
Wait, my own sister's name?
Age. My fault. Age.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't keep track. I don't keep tabs on all this.
Brother of the year over there.
She has to come see me. It's not my fault.
so bad. I mean, I do the same thing, but that's so bad.
Hey, I try. Just not that much.
You, Brittany, have you developed like? I'm still on that.
Stop laughing. people forget things, okay? I can at least tell you it's over 28.
Okay.
My dad's pretty old.
Have you developed, like, any hobbies? Bad, good?
Well, I try to keep organized. That's pretty much it.
So you're just being organized with everything? Like, do you have, like, your whole plan? Like, how organized are you, actually? Like, do you have, like, your whole, like, week planned?
Well, every weekend I kind of, like, deep clean my room.
So you're organized about putting things. So, like, everything has a certain place of where it has to go. Mm. Okay. Do you know anyone that's, like, organized to where, like, they have, like, their whole month planned? Like, this is what they're going to do on this day? No?
Well, that's Miss Defka right there. Otherwise known as your school mom, Oren.
Yeah, my school mom. She's exactly.
Although we should not talk about that too long.
Yeah.
Miss Defka will get angry at you again.
She will get angry at you.
To be fair, I did bring it up. Sorry, Miss Defka. All right, Brittany, what are your plans after high school?
I'm gonna, like, work and try to get into Navarro College and study cosmetology.
I like that. That's good. That's my plan, too. Go to work, get some cash, pay for college. College is extremely expensive. Have you looked at any scholarships?
Yeah, but I haven't finished them yet.
What kind of scholarship? What kind of scholarships were you looking at?
Cosmetology ones.
Why do I keep asking the same question? Well, yeah, that's. Hopefully, you get it all down and you get accepted and you get everything exactly how you have planned.
You should always at least plan. What about you, Oren? I know you got some plans.
Oh, homewrecker.
Say homewrecker?
Yeah.
You're going to be a homewrecker?
Yeah. No. But I plan on going to TVCC for video editing and graphics.
I might. Yeah. A lot of colleges I'm looking into.
Mainly TVCC is the main thing I'm looking at since it's like it's close to home. Since my mom had my baby sister on Columbus Day, October.
Are you flexing?
Yeah. it will be good for me to like go over there and like the whole course I'm doing. I just stay there, take care of my little sister.
I like that. I like the Oren, even though you're not the one being interviewed, that's really noble. But that's the whole point. To know a little bit about your host.
Get to know about everyone that comes on the show.
That's the whole point of this podcast.
Exactly. This is actually the last question. We went through this quick.
I think I might have a few.
Really?
You go.
Okay,
you go.
This is the last question I wrote down. What would you give any advice to the lower classmen?
Try to stay out of drama and that's pretty much it.
Just stay out of drama?
Yeah.
That's really important though. There's a lot of people out there who just can't do that.
Yeah. That is crazy that people just like they're a fiend. I mean, I'm a fiend to it, but like they're like just consistently getting in drama.
Oh, I do know some drama. I can't talk about it because I don't know about it yet. But I heard about it.
We'll get them on the episode.
I know you're thinking of what I'm thinking.
Maybe. I don't know. Kind of okay. Slow.
All right, Brittany. What's something that you would like to let everyone know about? Something interesting about yourself? Just to end things off.
I'd probably say, well, sometimes people try to talk to me and want me to sit with them and stuff, but, and I say no, it's not because I'm, like, trying to be rude or anything, it's just, I'm, like, really, really antisocial, and don't like talking to people that much.
So,
Oren, that was such a long pause.
Okay, so you're really okay, so no, I was just like thinking over the whole thing because you knew how I was like freshman.
Yeah.
Freshman year, sophomore year,
well,
to like the beginning of junior year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you knew how I was. I was like a very shy.
Yeah.
You'd say not like not shy, words. More so like I do sit down and like hang out with people. It's just that I don't really talk to them because I was very antisocial.
Like, I guess it just depends on like.
It depends on the person.
Environment, yeah. Everything.
Do you, Brittany, do you feel comfortable around the little recording studio that we have set up here? All for you?
Well, at first I was really nervous, but I think I'm okay now.
Oh, you're okay?
That's good. That's terrific.
This is a comfort zone.
This is our whole thing.
Yeah.
It's our whole thing right here, right, Owen?
Make sure you're welcome right at home.
That's right. Yeah. We just kidnap random people.
Well, I'm not, probably not that, but yeah, if you want to put it like that. Well, I'm glad you feel comfortable and feel like, do you feel safe? Okay, that's good. That's the most important question.
I don't feel safe, Warren.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
If I talk about anything, we'll be here all day.
Okay. You should probably, like, not.
I won't. Don't worry. Please don't hurt me.
You're making me sound like I'm a villain over here.
As your co-host, I'm very scared. Not really, though. Okay. I think I could take you, Warren.
Okay. Aiden over here is making me sound like a villain.
I'm sorry. Brittany would agree. A pretty violent person. She's heard you. You're really violent. You threatened me for being gone for 3 days.
Well, yeah, like, okay, no. Like, I wanted to record something, and I haven't gotten you here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm here now, though.
Yeah, you're here
telling
now.
Telling the truth how it is.
Whatever.
Hive sight.
I'm all out of questions.
I'm all out of questions, too. We really got to think about our questions.
Yeah. Brittany? I do really appreciate you coming down here and having this talk with us.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
From a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate our your experience in the High Site
podcast? Doing surveys now?
Yes.
I like it.
A 10.
Much appreciated.
Warren, did you threaten her to say that?
No. That's an honest question. I am not. And I would never.
That sounded kind of contradicting right there.
I'm a very friendly person.
Like
I'm a very
your
friendly
tone
person.
Sounded like contradicting. Like you were really trying to say the other thing.
No.
Just know me.
I'm a very friendly person.
We'll see.
Honest
we'll see.
We'll
see in the next episode.
Well, Brittany, once again, I very do appreciate you coming down here and having this talk with me and Aiden.
You're welcome.
And, that'll be it for this episode.
This is Hypesight. Thank you for listening.
Stay tuned to an upcoming episode brought to you by me and Nathan over there.
Just get like a sponsor for this.
And I'll sponsor myself.
Sponsored
don't.
By Raid Shadow Legends.
No. Okay. But stay tuned in for the next episode. And peace out. Love you guys.
Been a production of Jacket Radio Podcast Network. Look us up at www.kempjacketradio.com or on Twitter @jacket_podcast.